It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Rain, go away. Don't come back until baseball season's over.
Real talk.
Football.
Yeah.
Well, you can have football, but you can't have it. You can't play.
It's no fun.
You don't want. You don't want lightning.
That's true. Yeah. You know a little bit about that.
Oh God. Jeez. You had to bring that up, didn't
you? I remember that.
That's not even right.
I sat through that with you, man.
Oh God. Anyway, welcome to the program. Leaving the Yard. I told you yesterday. I kind of had a sense we might be here today, and sure enough, rain just. A gully washer last Crazy. Night, today, looks like it's going to rain tonight, looks like it's going to rain all day Wednesday.
You tell me Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday morning.
Yeah, the morning part, yeah.
I don't know if there's enough tarp down to be able to play any games before Friday. Texas High got bold. They tried to move their Longview-Texas High matchup to tomorrow, to Wednesday, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not without turf on that field. We'll see. Everybody else moved. Well, Pleasant Grove and Liberty Isle moved to Thursday night. Yeah. Arkansas High flipped their game to next Monday.
Oh, wow.
Against Lake Hamilton. Yeah. So we've got games all over the place. None tonight, which means Tyler Huff.
I'm here.
Hanging out.
I'm here.
I hadn't seen you on a Tuesday in forever.
Yeah, I was here last Tuesday for the first time.
Was it Tuesday? That would be a baseball game.
We were here with you had Riley Fincher on.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was on Monday.
Ah,
we switched with Kevin, is what it
that's
was.
That's right.
My days were switched up because I was on spring break. Why my days were.
Haven't seen you on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Monday. That is true. You're accurate. My bad.
You're making me think I'm losing my mind again.
I lost mine for a second. That happens quite often.
Yeah, no. We're good to have you. Glad to have you in. Great to see you. Unfortunately, it is horrible outside.
Really crazy out
and
there.
It's supposed to get really cold Wednesday night, down into the mid-low 40s.
I had some kids telling me they were cold today. I said, what's going on with y'all?
Yeah. And I got I haven't heard it yet. I mean, I got a barking cough that I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And it may be the next round of whatever's going around. I feel fine.
Yeah.
But I got this weird cough.
Got that little cough, yeah.
So, what you mean? Who knows what germ has invaded us again?
No telling. There ain't no telling. As long as we don't have no shutdowns going on, we'll be all right.
No. Don't even.
We don't want none of that going on.
I didn't say that again.
I'm just saying.
Don't even talk about that.
It's obviously a possibility.
No possibility.
I'm just saying.
We got to get through this year.
Yeah, we're good.
6 weeks and 3 days left.
That's great. Great to hear.
Amen.
Music to my ears.
Count them down, baby.
Boy, I've been to count them. I've been counting them.
You shouldn't start counting. You're too young to be counting yet.
I'm just saying, man. You know,
I count them. I'm old.
A little fun in the sun is never.
No, that's right. Well, and we're trying to push the rain back, so maybe fun in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned football for a second. We have kind of news to pass along because the NFL draft is 2 weeks from Thursday.
Gotcha.
Is the first round. We're going to have that bad boy on the radio.
Okay.
So if you, I always say this, if you can't be sitting in front of your TV and you're out doing whatever and you're wanting to know who's my team picking, in this case around here, you figure the Cowboys.
Right.
We got it on the radio. First round's going to be on the radio. Now we got issues going beyond the first round.
Gotcha.
Rangers for ESPN have games.
Makes sense. Yep.
We'll have baseball games going on that Friday night. So we got issues beyond Thursday.
Gotcha.
But Thursday's first round anyway, we're going to have on the radio.
That's the only round everybody cares about anyway.
See, you say that.
I'm just being honest.
I'm a guy that wants to.
Day one, day two.
Who am I getting in the sixth round with my third pick?
Rare, man. It's rare. Catch me flipping through the channels by then.
If you're a true football guy, you recognize.
That's true, though.
Your star's the first round guy, but your team is the fourth and fifth and sixth
that's
round
true.
Guys.
And you know, Brock Purdy, he's a prime example of
Brock Purdy.
You know, Mr. Irrelevant, you know. So,
Dak
I mean,
Prescott, Dak fourth
Prescott,
round.
Absolutely.
Pick.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, you know, history, you know, goes on the list that goes on, but for TV ratings sake.
Oh, yeah.
Day one is where you go.
That's where everything
that's
is.
That's where everything
is. No, that's exactly right. And we're quarterback heavy this year.
Absolutely.
There are going to be a ton of guys either are coming off the board in the first round or teams are going to have some epiphany mm-hmm. on the last day going, you know, do I really think this quarterback's all that? Am I going to use my first round pick on a guy that may or may not be? But you're so desperate to hit in that round yep. with that position.
Yeah.
That guys reach and GM's jobs are on the line.
That's true. And there, like you said, there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of guys that come from good systems, good programs, but they're not like winning quarterbacks.
No.
Collegiately. So, and I think that plays a factor. You want a guy that's a winner, you know,
right.
he's a gamer. So, I mean, I don't know. That's a lot of head scratching, you know, decisions to be made here in the next couple of weeks for some GMs for sure.
Mac Jones came out of a great program, was a winner.
Yeah. Didn't pan out.
Sitting in is Jacksonville now as a backup.
He got traded. Yeah, Jacksonville yeah. backup. Yeah, because Trevor Lawrence is still right. there, so he ain't gonna play.
I don't know. There, I don't think there is a secret recipe. I don't think anybody's got the clue about what's going to be the guy.
Yeah,
the Bears are gambling that they think it's Caleb Williams.
I will
but
you're say
gambling.
For, it's gambling. I will say for the Mac Jones situation you just said, when you come from Alabama, it's hard to be a quarterback because you got so much around you.
Right.
I mean, so when you leave that system and that program, you never know what you're going to get from this guy because he's not going to have everything to the disposal that he had, you
this
know, while
is true.
He was there. And so, I mean, Jalen Hurts is a situation of he got benched at Alabama, you know.
Right.
And
no, that's right.
He had to leave and, you know, he came to the bright side, Boomer Sooner.
Wow.
But
wow.
And it helped. It helped is what I'm saying. And so, you know, sometimes guys have to get away from situations like that to really – be able to display their talent, you know, and I think Mac Jones was a situation, it just wasn't, I didn't think he was a good enough quarterback in college to really go to the NFL and just thrive like that.
If you're a GM and you got a top 10 pick,
yeah,
how many of these guys would you pick? Not maybe. The number one pick, you got a top 10 pick.
Me personally,
yeah.
One.
Yeah. Caleb.
Caleb Williams, that's it.
Yeah,
Drake may possibly, but it depends on who else is – what's needed and
right.
you know what are the other things that line up with that.
Anybody else, past the first round, I mean, excuse me, past the first 10 picks, anybody else you'd say, this guy I would take with pick 19?
I'd take May with 19, possibly.
19.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd take him somewhere in the team.
So Drake
range.
May, you think, maybe the guy?
Possibly.
J.J. McCarthy.
He's a winner.
Okay.
But
first
he's
round
a system
pick.
Quarterback.
Okay.
But he has played in more of a pro-style system than a lot of these Caleb Williams-style guys.
True.
So, I mean, he might be a guy that could pan out in the NFL. I do think so. I didn't think about McCarthy. Would I take a first-round pick on him? No, because I haven't seen enough out of him because Michigan was a run-oriented team.
Right.
And so I don't think I've seen enough out of him to take him in the first round, but I do think he could be a third-round type of guy.
Michael Penix.
Michael Penix Jr., he's a second, third-round
second,
type of
third.
Guy.
Bo Nix.
I don't like Bo Nix.
You don't like Bo Nix?
I don't. I'm gonna say I don't like him, but I don't like his play because he didn't do enough to me. Oregon, he didn't do a lot to me.
Okay.
Auburn, he didn't. He did all right, but all right. you know, I mean, I don't know.
Heisman Trophy winner from LSU.
Jaden Daniels. You put me on the hot spot, man. He's a second, third round guy.
Second, third round guy.
I don't think he's a first
I think
round
he's a third
pick.
Guy off the board, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally? Or
yeah.
quarterback?
No, totally.
Okay. I think he's a second, third round guy.
Wow.
I mean.
See, that's kind of what I've been talking
we're
about.
We're going off 1 year.
Yeah, oh, I know.
We're going off 1 year.
No, I get it. But so, but this is exactly what we're talking about.
It's a lot of decisions.
Nobody can really agree on where any yeah. of these guys are except Caleb Williams.
And I put a lot of them second and third round, but I mean, this is. I mean, if you're a second or third round guy, you're liable to be
sure.
a first round pick
yeah, yeah.
if we really need a quarterback.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. That's just my opinion.
You know, the other part about going first round versus second is the fifth year guarantee comes out, the option.
Facts.
The option on the fifth year comes out.
Facts.
So as a team, if I grab the guy with the first round pick, I control him for a fifth year option if I want to, or I walk away.
Yeah.
I got one more year to decide, do I want to give him the big
right,
contract?
Right.
If I wait until the second, I got to make that choice a year earlier.
Yeah, a lot of these teams, I mean, if you draft a quarterback, do you have the things around them to make them successful at that position? And so, I mean, yeah, you can need a quarterback, but you might need something else first. And I heard somebody say, this draft class is not as good as some of the draft classes in the past.
Until they get in the league, I don't know.
And, I mean, that's what I was about to say. I was like, you can't say that because, I mean, what are you going off of? I mean, guys play football all the time, so it's the same game, same ordeal. So I don't know how somebody could say that. But I do think there's a lot more teams that need quarterbacks maybe than should be.
And you know where they all are. Well, they're all on the top end of the drafts, and that means they're incomplete teams.
They are.
Who had bad records.
Chicago,
Who, when they ask the question, do they have everything around them that makes a quarterback? Usually
Chicago
the answer
does,
is no.
Though. Chicago. They made the necessary moves to make a quarterback competitive. Make the team competitive. And they're in a division where, your Packers are probably the favorite in the division right now. Well, yeah, Detroit, I forgot about them. Absolutely, they're absolutely the favorite. But your Packers are second to them.
Yeah.
And so I think Chicago, you do give yourself a better chance to compete with a team like the Packers, with making some of the moves you make. Keenan Allen, getting, the other receiver, I forgot his name, but they got two good receivers in that are liable, viable targets for Caleb Williams. So, good running back coming in, too, in Swift.
They got pieces. They started the process of doing that. Yeah. And they're hitting reset on the clock for salary.
Yeah, they really
That was the problem with keeping Justin Fields. You're going to have to make a decision in the next 15 months.
Yeah.
Do I give this guy another year,
and
then I got to pay a big contract, or do I hit reset with Caleb Williams? And I got 5 years to have him, and that's not on the cheap, but on a rookie contract.
Right.
That's not going to be $50, $60 million. It's going to be a manageable amount of money while I build these other pieces around me and have a window now of 5 years. Like Russell Wilson when he came out.
Yeah, and then they have, I think, Sweat on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
He's a monster. And they got him locked in for a little bit of time, so you don't have to worry about paying him right off the bat because you just paid him. So I think they're kind of set up to be a competitive team once they get Caleb in there, because that's what they're going to take. I don't think they're going to take anybody else.
No, God, no.
And, as long as he has a line, I don't know anything about their offensive line, but that might be how you go the next steps of the draft.
Would they have ninth?
I think they have nine as well. Too. Yeah, I know it's another at least top 15.
There's an offensive lineman in Notre Dame that probably sits there.
Absolutely.
Joe Alt.
And Chicago would be a perfect fit for him.
Yeah, no question.
So,
All right, so we've run our way through this. In effect, we say there's one first-round quarterback, maybe a second.
It could be two.
And my guess is,
I said Drake
Williams, May, Daniel, maybe McCarthy.
And Penix.
I don't know that Penix goes in the first. I think four will go.
Gotcha.
It could be five. If there's a run early and teams start panicking, they may reach and grab their guy around early.
Yeah.
But it could be five in the first round.
I agree with your order, and I'm saying Penix will be the fifth guy, quarterback off the board, probably.
And Knicks would be somewhere out of there, six maybe.
Right.
But not. I wouldn't expect a first round.
Probably not. I give it two to three.
Okay. There are going to be a lot of second-day quarterbacks
you
would expect.
Yeah, possibly, for sure. McCarthy's one of those guys. Watch.
Okay. Not a first. Even though Harbaugh is saying best quarterback in the draft.
He could be. I mean, he's possibly better than Caleb Williams.
Did you see the knock on him this week?
No.
Somebody's saying he has no touch. All he has is one speed and it's fastball. Every pass he delivers is fastball. No touch.
I don't agree with that necessarily.
I don't know. No. I'm just saying that's the knock this week. With 2 weeks to go, you're always looking for the last reason why.
Right. There's a
I'm trying to talk some team out of not taking him.
So I can get him.
So I can get him down the road a little bit.
Absolutely.
But that's the knock right now. He's got no touch. He can't loft the ball. He has an average arm strength. And only throws fastballs.
It's kind of the same way with, not to switch topics, but it's football related. Micah Parsons. I've been hearing I'm sure you heard it. how he's a whatever. That's not true. That's just talk to make another team not want him.
Where does that go? No, nobody's going to get him. This is negotiate. No, they're going to tag him if they have to.
Fair,
he's not going anywhere.
Fair.
So this question comes from, is it the Cowboys that are floating that word out there through the grapevine
Absolutely.
To try to drive down the price tag on Micah Parsons?
Absolutely.
Or is it his own folks that are trying to do that to say, you got a disgruntled guy and you better pay him before he decides to walk?
It's possible.
Who's putting out the word all of a sudden that Micah Parsons is sensitive?
It sounds like a Jerry Jones move.
God.
It sounds like a Jerry move.
That's hot. I tell you what. That it's a risky gamble.
It is. And if you make him mad enough, the dog will run away. I'm just saying.
You know what? You need that dog.
You need him.
That dog needs to stay in Dallas.
Absolutely. Keep him lit.
You better keep that dog in the league. Absolutely. Give him all he wants. Absolutely. Give him tenderloin.
Whatever
you feed that dog.
Absolutely.
15 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a break. Leaving the yard. Coming right back. Here on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit FastSigns.com.
Are you searching for an escape from the hustle? Betrothed Cigar Lounge offers a haven for those who appreciate the art of cigar smoking. Indulge in their lounge area, savoring the rich flavor of your chosen cigar any time of the day with free Wi-Fi available. Need privacy? Their VIP room provides an intimate setting for special occasions or business meetings. Check out BetrothedCigarLounge.com for more information. Memberships are available.
Diamond D Outdoor Power, your outdoor power equipment destination. Serving the Ark-La-Tex for over 20 years, Diamond D Outdoor Power offers a variety of quality merchandise with brands like Altos, Echo, Woodlawn, and more. From major or minor repairs, their service department will get your equipment up and running in no time. Stop by today at 5402 West 7th. Find them online at DiamondDOutdoorPower.com. Diamond D Outdoor Power, service and sales because service is always first.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son Ricky took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was gonna have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
It's 19 after the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff in here today. We're enjoying the fact that we're not sitting out in the rain.
Man, that would have been tragic.
I ran errands today.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I bet you didn't.
I didn't like that at all. Every box I got was wet.
It was inside day for me. I don't know. We're not stepping out.
Smart. Smart. It was errand day for me. Ooh. It was honeydew day.
Oh, man. Got to do it.
Yes.
Do your duties.
Yes. National championship game last night.
Yeah.
Did you get a snootful?
I got a lot of it. I watched the entirety of it, man. It was a first half, pretty competitive game. I just kind of felt eventually UConn would pull away, and you just kind of could feel it, and that happened. I don't think they had enough outside of Edie. You know, I mean, he is what he is. But I don't think they had enough to compete with a team like UConn. You know, UConn is just they're dominant. You know, Hurley is a great coach right now. You know, to see his, you know, story and or his rise of his career is kind of crazy to me because, you know, he just, what, 10 years ago, 15, you know, you're on the high school ranks. Now you're a two-time back-to-back, yep, you know, national champion. So, yep. It'll be crazy to see, you know, what happens with him here, you know, in the near future possibly or anything like that. But good game by UConn. I will say this. I don't know if Edie's game is going to translate to the today's NBA. That was my whole thing I was thinking, sure, last night. Great performance by him, sure, you know, almost 40 points or whatever. But I don't think his game is going to translate to the NBA. Now, there's going to be a team that's, you know, going to take a chance on him, I think. But I don't think his game is going to be as dominant as it would be in college.
There's multiple tentacles to what you just said in those couple of minutes.
It was.
So, number one, I don't know that he wasn't the tournament's outstanding player.
He was,
player.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He didn't get it because his team didn't win.
Right, fair enough.
But it felt like that was the best player in the tournament.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Number two, we'll come back around to Hurley and the future in a minute. But number three, the NBA. I'm looking at a draft thing today. Mm-hmm. Went through about 60 players who are supposedly going to be first two-round picks in the NBA draft coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. Edie came in the second 10.
Wow.
At 7-4 and a 30-point scorer, you would have thought in the old days, this was a no-brainer.
Number one pick. Yeah,
he's a number 10, one pick.
Top five, you know, top 10.
It's Ewing. It's Olajuwon, it's Sampson, it's those big guys. Right, this is going to be that guy.
Yeah.
They had him coming in somewhere 15 to 20.
Wow.
And I think it's exactly what you just hit on. Does the guy translate out to being a successful player in an NBA where centers don't seem to matter anymore?
Right. I don't know. I don't think he is a perimeter style guy, and that's where the game obviously is today, is five out, you know what I'm saying? Yep. And there's very limited, you know, paint play today in today's game, and so I don't think he's a guy that can get out there and guard, you know, Jokic on that perimeter like that, because Jokic, I mean, he's not a three-point shooter as much as a guy like Porzingis, you know, but he's a guy that's he's out there facilitating. He's doing things, you know, to get other guys involved. And so I don't know if Edie's play, even defensively, you know, is going to be something that's translating. You know, he's a slower guy. You know, he's not that athletic, feet slow.
Nope.
You know, not, you know, ratting on the guy, but I'm just saying,
he's a plotter compared to what the league is now.
He is. He's dominant. He'll get you 10, 15, 20 rebounds, you know, in on a good night, but he's slow. He has a lot of, you know, what ifs, you know, that make me like, I don't know if I want him, you know, especially that high up.
Yep.
I don't think that's something I want, especially top 15.
But here we go again. Back end of the draft are usually successful teams who now don't necessarily need a star center.
True.
But if you're telling me I get a rim protector and I get 10 rebounds a game,
I'll take him.
I don't need to score. I don't need him to score.
No,
he can score putbacks. Yeah. I'm not going to run my offense through him. I don't need a guy with his back to the basket.
Right.
I need a guy that's going to make the other team think before they drive the lane
Fill
with
the
my
void
guy
there. Absolutely. And that's what a lot of teams do look for, is guys that can step up and, you know, make guys kick it out more so than, you know, attacking the rim, as you just said. And so he might be a guy that, you know, fills in for, like, Zubats for the Clippers.
Yep.
He's not today's style big man. He's more of a traditional style big man, but he's a guy that plays, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes a night. And so, you know, you never know. A team might need a guy like that to get over that hump, and he could be. But I just don't think that it's going to translate to him being as dominant, you know, a guy that'll be a MVP style guy as like he was in college.
Yep.
He won't do that in the NBA.
We see Victor Wembanyama.
Facts.
Who was a tall.
Right.
First number one pick last year.
It's different, though.
Different guy. No, but I think the point is, this is the difference in the way you can be 7'4", if you're athletic and you run the floor,
absolutely.
You can shoot from outside. Yeah. There's always going to be a spot
for
you.
Absolutely.
If you're 7'4" with your back to the basket and you're the last guy down the court every time,
you're limited.
We used to wait on Kareem.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the Lakers would get out and run, and then when they slowed down, they waited on Kareem.
Right.
They gave it to him in the post.
Yeah.
He put up the hook. We jogged back down the other way.
Right.
That NBA is gone.
That's over with.
Karl Anthony Towns is the last big center pre Wembanyama.
Right.
His game is not.
No, not at all.
Down in the paint.
No.
I don't know that Edie translates, but like I said, a Boston or some team like that
somewhere like Boston.
Is going to take a guy like that and say, yeah, we'll play him. We'll give him 15 minutes a game.
Yeah. And like you say, all you got to do is give him that 15 minutes, get 10 rebounds, you know, make a couple defensive plays, and hey, and you done job.
It's amazing. We're talking about a first-round draft choice of give me 15 to the 48, and I'll be happy.
Yeah. Hey, that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
So it's the transition of not every college basketball player is going to be a great NBA player.
Right.
Not every okay college basketball player is going to be a bad NBA player.
Absolutely.
Most of the guys I looked at in the top 10 or so are guys who are going to be one and dones.
Were any of the UConn guys in that top 20 range?
Castle.
Okay, gotcha.
Castle was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
He's the one guy on UConn that they thought
the best player on their team.
No,
you know,
no.
He's
Caradan was in the top 20,
gotcha.
I believe. But it was more like guys from. Who's the guy? It's going to bother me now for a minute. I got to think about it. Can't remember one of the outside shooters who got knocked out a couple of rounds ago.
Which school?
I can't remember. If I knew the school, I'd know the guy. I can't remember it off the top of my head now.
Hmm.
But a lot of the Kentucky freshmen.
Right, yeah.
They're all on the list. They'll all translate out to the NBA.
Absolutely.
They won't be great in a year or two, but they'll be better as the second end of that rookie contract hits. They'll all of a sudden be guys that you say, oh, yeah, this guy.
Flipkowski on there?
Yeah, but he was like 10.
Gotcha.
And he was the second Dukie. There was another Duke player that was ahead of him. Yeah. I think a younger guy who's – And Flipkowski's just a sophomore, I think, or a junior.
He is. It's the second year. Yeah.
So, I mean, the NBA draft coming is going to have a bunch of guys. It's funny. This talk was going on in the station a little while ago. Mm-hmm. We were talking about covering the first round of the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. Well, the question was, what about the NBA draft? But my argument was, I wouldn't even touch it.
That's right.
and here's why. Because if you're a Mavericks fan.
Right.
You're the back end of the first round if you didn't trade away your first round pick, and I'd have to look if they even have one.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, and I hate to sound like that guy, but we're going to have a bunch of Europeans who are going to get drafted that nobody knows. When I went down the list, trust me, there were half the guys on idea.
Now, that draft might be the one where there's not as many talented guys coming out of colleges.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly right.
It might be.
That's it exactly. Yeah. And – NIL hasn't yet changed basketball.
Yet.
That's the word.
Yeah.
It hasn't yet changed basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Some NIL, I mean, we see from Arkansas, we're coming back around next segment to talk about it more, but we're seeing in Arkansas a couple of the guys deciding either to enter the portal or go to the NBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how good Trayvon Brazil is going to be in the NBA. He's a stretch guy.
Right. Might knock some shots down.
He feels like he may be a
you didn't do enough at Arkansas
second
for me,
round pick guy.
You didn't do enough at Arkansas for me.
No.
But
you know, NBA guys aren't looking at that.
That's true.
They're looking at
the potential.
What's your 19 or 20 year old body going to look like at 24?
Exactly. Yeah. What can you do for us?
NBA teams are different than NFL guys are like, I got to have you
right
on the
now,
field.
Today.
Unless you're the quarterback
Absolutely.
And I can sit you for – if I'm wasting a first-round draft choice, your butt better get on the field that rookie year.
And the NBA is more of a developmental league than the NFL is, obviously, with the G League or whatever they call it.
Yes.
Now. So I think it is more set up for guys to develop in their game come along. But anyways,
But I'm not a fan of putting it on the radio.
I will say this, though. The guy, there's a running back that just today entered the transfer portal from Oregon State. Oregon State's starting running back from last season.
Okay.
Don't know his name off the top of my head. I'll find it in my phone.
So what's left of the Pac-10?
Absolutely.
Washington State, Oregon State. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, the reason I brought it up is in the tweet, it was a high-profile reporter tweeting this out. He is giving up $400,000 that he was going to make this coming up season. How he was going to get
entering the portal.
Yes, he gave up $400,000. Wow. How he was going to get that $400,000, I don't know. But by transferring from Oregon State, he won't get it.
He won't get that $400,000.
But yeah, wherever he's
but
going,
he may get somebody else's $400,000.
Absolutely.
Isn't that stupid to think
about? It's crazy.
We're talking about a guy. You can't remember his name.
He was a Doak Walker finalist, too. He was an all-Pac-12, first-team all-Pac-12, Doak Walker finalist.
He's a pretty good guy.
He's a pretty good guy. Yeah. He's not a, you know, a dud out here.
Okay.
You know, so I'm fine.
$400,000.
$400,000. It kind of messed me up because I'm not passing up $400,000 today. What are you talking about?
Come on now. You're not transferring to LV and walking away from your $400,000?
Come on, man. I'm locked in. Until, so, you know I got something better coming, but other than that. Yeah, other than that.
Wow.
So it came from Pete Thamel.
Okay.
Damian Martinez.
Okay.
And the tweet specifically says, for those who might wonder what the tweet says, he has informed Oregon State that he is entering the transfer portal. He was set to make $400,000 to play at Oregon State this year. That's all he said.
I'm betting you some SEC school will have no problem. Coming up with $400,000.
USC or somebody like that, too.
For a top-end running back.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
I'm not worried.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. It's about 29 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Tyler, Huff. All right, we're going to come back. We have not said a word about Arkansas, Kentucky, Calipari, Musselman. We're coming back. Tyler Huff going to get us all with our minds right when we return. You stick around. You're on The Fan 107.9 and on ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location,
including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back
from Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Since 1966, Robbins Toyota has served the Texarkana area with integrity, honesty, and loyalty. These characteristics define the Robbins Toyota experience. Quality started by Eddie Robbins 57 years ago that continue to this very day with daughter Susan Robbins. Before your next new or pre-owned auto pickup or SUV purchase, check out the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at robbinstoyota.com or visit the dealership at 6233 Mall Drive, Nash.
Hi there, it's Haley Roser, co-chair of the 9th Annual Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival presented by Leadball Office. This year's wine festival will be held at Spring Lake Park in Texarkana on Saturday, May the 4th from 11 to 7. It's a celebration of art, food, music, beer, and wine benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance of the Tri-State area. General admission is $10. Children 12 and under are free, and this family-friendly event has something for everyone to enjoy. We are on cloud 9 for you to join us at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 7.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Take a second to think about this. How safe and secure are your valuables? Your guns, jewelry, documents, and family heirlooms? What are you doing to protect them? You need a safe. At Locksmith TXK, they're all about access, control, and security. Check out Locksmith TXK today in their fully stocked showroom on Summer Hill Road or on the web at locksmithtxk.com. They offer 100% financing and 12 months same as cash.
Locksmith TXK, you found the right locksmith.
We have an announcement from the Four States Fair. The fair is closed today due to bad weather. Again, the Four States Fair is closed today due to bad weather.
Now, here's the Four States weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
We have an 80% probability of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 61. 100% probability of rain tomorrow. Some of those storms could be severe with a high of 74. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low of 49. You could win a big green egg and more in our backyard barbecue giveaway. Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows or at a participating sponsor.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
Now every morning just before breakfast, I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, because I drink alone.
Yeah. 25 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack. Tyler Huff, tomorrow Razorback Billy Lavender will be in here. Oh, boy, he's going to be a thing tomorrow.
Billy.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to get myself all, you know, jazzed up for what's going to be.
Oh,
you know, other than, like, Texas High winning a state championship, I don't know that Billy could be any more bouncing off the walls than he is about Calipari coming to Arkansas. So I threw that out to you before we hit the break, and you started this whole celebration, and I got no idea what's going on.
Man, look, I'm not even a hog fan, but look.
See?
You make me want to turn to a woo pig today.
What?
Because, look, I was not expecting that. That was not what I was expecting. I was expecting some lower-tier guy.
Right.
Guy that, you know, washed down or whatnot, you know, but I did not expect for them to reach and go try to grab Cal. Now, I've been hearing people talk Cal wasn't wanted no more at Kentucky. Fair enough. Guy didn't win. You know, he didn't win enough.
But he didn't win the right games. That's the He won plenty of games.
He won plenty of games, absolutely, especially early in his tenure there. But as time went on in the past decade, he hadn't won as much, especially, as you said, in the big game.
Right.
And so I think sometimes you just need a change of scenery. Sometimes you just need a reset. And Kyle is to that point. He's done, I think, what he could do at Kentucky. Now, could he win more national championships with the talent and things that he have? Absolutely. But name a guy out there right now that's won 5 national championships.
No, there aren't any.
There aren't any.
No.
You know, there's no Coach K's out here. No Roy Williams.
The closest Jay Wright.
He's retired. Bill Self is the closest active coach right now, probably.
He's not leaving Kansas.
Well, no. I think he may have 2 or 3. So he's not like he's a 5-6
no.
championship guy.
No, there aren't
any. He's
not
John
guys.
Wooden out there. You know, so no. I think bringing Cal in is a breath of fresh air for Arkansas, because losing Muss was, to me, I like Muss. That was a big loss. I didn't think you needed to lose Muss. You know, I mean, I understand you didn't win this year, but I didn't think you needed to lose a coach like Muss, because it's hard to replace a high-quality coach, and especially a coach that can bring in talent like Muss brought in. But now you bring in a guy that can obviously bring in whoever he wants to,
right,
and especially with the resources you're giving him.
Right.
So I think you're setting him up for success.
Okay.
You got a clean slate. Do I expect them to win this year? Depending on what he can get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Who he can bring in.
Portal, wow.
If he can get some of these, you know,
sure,
5-4-star high school guys to come in.
Right.
But I think moving forward here in the next, what do you got, 5 years on that deal?
Yeah, 5 years.
I think year 2, year 3, year 4.
Okay.
They're a Sweet 16. Or a Sweet 16 team with Muss. Muss got them to the Sweet 16.
They got Elite 8 twice in a row.
The Richardson guy. What's the African-American guy that was there before Muss?
Stan? You know Stan?
No, the bald guy.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Not Nolan Richardson. I can't think of the guy's name. But
Mike Anderson.
Him. He got him to the Sweet 16, I think, once or twice.
Yeah.
So if they can do that, I know Cal can do that and possibly get over the hump that you ain't been able to get over in the past 30 years.
So that's – you're
woo, pig,
you
sword.
Are
Go Cal.
Irrationally
I'm
excited.
Lit. All right. I'm lit right now. I told you what I was. I can't say what I am.
No, I hear you. I'm struggling with this.
Why, man?
I'm struggling a bunch because you're right about losing Muss. You know, Billy said last week in here they had a 5-year agreement when he took that job. I'm here for 5 years. At the end of 5 years, I'm not signing another contract. I'll be looking to try to get back West Coast. I get all that.
Perfect gig for him.
Perfect gig for him. Absolutely. Go to USC. Do whatever you're going to do. San Diego State was the preferred place, but I get USC's about as good as you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Missing on Chris Beard.
I agree.
I think that one was a bit of a – we've seen Arkansas overvalue itself before, especially going after football coaches.
That's what I'm about to say, like, football, for sure.
You think I'm going to get this guy, yeah, and you end up hearing no, 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 and they get raises from their schools. And you get Sam, who's a
great coach,
who's a very good fit
great
for
coach,
Arkansas,
absolutely, yeah,
and is exactly where they who they are,
right?
Exactly who they are.
That's not who they would prefer.
It's not who they want to be,
absolutely.
But it's exactly who they are. Though.
Absolutely, you're right.
But basketball,
yeah,
the list is pretty small. And when you got no, Tang said no to him, Beard said no to him. You're like, yeah. Now where
they got good jobs.
Where do we start going now?
Yeah.
Because the list was kind of short.
It was very short.
And here's why I say I'm torn. And it's not torn like I hate Calipari. I think Calipari has been a great recruiter, probably the best recruiter in the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
No, he brings in guys. He knows his job for his kids is get them to the league.
Get them to the league. That's it.
I don't have to hoist a championship.
Right.
But I know these guys are going to come because they know I'm going to get
absolutely
them ready for the league. And
absolutely,
so I have a revolving door of D1 top-end NBA first-round pick talent coming through my program.
Right.
It raises expectations.
That's true. That's true.
And you underachieve because those guys don't have time to gel. You and I both know you're a basketball team.
Yeah.
Good luck being the Fab Five.
That's his downfall, is that?
It is.
That's his downfall.
It is, and it's why I temper my enthusiasm. I think you're going to have exciting basketball.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have talented guys on the court. I think they're going to leave after a year, and you're going to fall short of getting to the promised land, which is what Musselman had been getting you to until this last year.
Right, right.
When all of a sudden he went in that direction.
Yeah.
That's a scary, frustrating reality that happened to Arkansas this year. Now, he didn't quite get at the talent that Kentucky got. I mean, Kentucky has a number two class that Calipari's walking out the door from.
Yeah, and that's year in, year out.
And that's year in and year out. So you've got a better chance to have that five or six or seven be really good and elevate. But, you know, it's not... Nate Oates is a really good program going in Alabama.
Great coach, great program.
Rick Barnes is a really good program going in Tennessee.
SEC is tough.
You're about to add in Texas to the program. Yeah. OU's
All right.
You know.
Yeah.
Kentucky's, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they're going to have yet. Chris Beard's at Ole Miss. That's a pretty good gig.
It is.
Florida has traditionally been good. They haven't been great.
Yeah, the past few years.
This is still the SEC.
It's tough. And that's why I think if you're Chris Beard, you don't leave a job like Ole Miss for Arkansas. It's a lateral move necessary.
See, I thought it was an up move. I thought going to Arkansas is an up move from Ole Miss for basketball.
Probably so for basketball. I can agree to that. For basketball, it probably is.
It felt like Kentucky to Arkansas was a downward move.
But with the situation you're in.
Change that dynamic.
You got to.
That changed that dynamic, and Arkansas becomes at least a lateral move for Kentucky when they're telling you, the word was Monday.
Yeah.
Match what Arkansas offers, I'll stay.
And
Kentucky went, no, I don't think you will. I don't think we will.
Do you wait to get fired, or do you
no
take a step and
no, hell
get
no
out the door?
I got
8
million reasons to leave.
Absolutely.
And I got 5 years at 8 million,
I'm going to save myself the humiliation and everything that comes with that. And I'm going to just move while I can. And I think he can put together one team in that time frame that can be competitive for a championship. Whether it's a team full of – because think about it. Even on his teams at Kentucky, yes, there are a lot of young guys. But on their teams with John Wall and Anthony Davis and all those guys.
Anthony Towns.
There were a couple older guys on that team that played key roles,
right,
you know, and they end up getting drafted too.
Sure.
And so I think if you can kind of get that, you know what I'm saying – and build what he already has kind of built as his go-to thing of getting one-and-done style guys, then, I mean, you might can make a push. I mean, Musk did it last year with
Anthony Black and a group of experienced guys, yep, and Nick Walsh and all those, yep, guys. You get a good group in, and it does take the right team to gel. As you said, basketball is different. Basketball, if it's hard to get the Fab Five. It's rare. And so it's going to take some work, but if you get the right talent in places, you can make a run.
If you told me I could have those guys for 3 years, I'd be saying that's national championships. What Absolutely. He gets in here is national championship material if you could keep him for 3 years.
Even two, possibly.
But you can't.
You can't do that.
And therein lies my concern.
But now with this bigger budget.
Oh, yeah. Bigger budget. Here we go.
We might work something out for you, buddy.
We're going to take a break because they got bigger budget. More
saying,
money.
Man, more money.
Thank you, John Tyson. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. It's about 15 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Tyler Huff here on The Fan 107.9 and on ESPN. We'll be back in just a minute.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A girl in a Vermont school was suspended because she said she felt uncomfortable with a biological male changing in the girls' locker room. We used to stand up for women's rights, but not now. The Bible teaches that God created us as male or female, and happiness begins by accepting ourselves as God made us. Moral absolutes are better than the changing whims of gender confusion. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
Tucker was born with an adventurous spirit and on the surface looked like he was living his best life. My son was training for a triathlon, struggling with sleep and anxiety. He purchased one illicit pill on social media and that pill took his life. Fentanyl is taking a whole generation of brilliant minds. If you don't receive medication from a pharmacy, count that it has fentanyl.
Visit OnePillKillsTX.com, sponsored by HHSC.
Since 1966, Robbins Toyota has served the Texarkana area with integrity, honesty, and loyalty. These characteristics define the Robbins Toyota experience. Quality started by Eddie Robbins 57 years ago that continue to this very day with daughter Susan Robbins. Before your next new or pre-owned auto pickup or SUV purchase, check out the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at robbinstoyota.com or visit the dealership at 6233 Mall Drive, Nash.
I hate insurance companies. Not the people, just the process. I'm Monty Murray with the Murray Law Office. If you've been injured in an accident, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So give me a call at 903-823-3000. I'm located at 3918 Texas Boulevard here in Texarkana. I'm Monty Murray, and I can help you through this process. Call me today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Want to vote in Texas? You can use a Texas driver's license or state ID card even if it expired in the last 4 years. Or a military ID, passport, or handgun license. Or current utility bill or paycheck if you sign a form at the polls. For more information or free help getting an accepted ID to vote, call or text the Vote Riders helpline at 866-ID-2-VOTE or go to voteriders.org.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Alrighty, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack, Tyler Huff. Last segment on the Tuesday version of the show. Razorback Billy in here tomorrow. No show Thursday or Friday, it looks like. Today's LEPG game got bumped to Thursday, and so it looks like I'll be out of the studio for the next couple of days after Wednesday's show. That, of course, is all contingent on if the weather holds out enough for Liberty ILO's field to be playable.
Take you some boots.
Yeah. I don't need them. I'll be all right. They've got a little indoor press boxy thing for me if I need to go inside. But
I might join you.
Anybody else sitting out there, you may want to be wearing the parka because it's supposed to be a little chilly as well as wet. But we'll see. Otherwise, we'd have Dwight McCowan in here on Thursday. Kevin Carpenter is out of town the next couple of Mondays. Next week, Sci-Fi Guy's coming in. He's already talking to me about we're doing wrestling talk.
Oh, WrestleMania, huh?
Oh, my God. And maybe Vince Chapman. He's going to try again to get the dancing ump in here with us on Monday.
Gotcha.
So we got all that coming up in the next few days. All right. We had been chewing on the Calipari, Arkansas thing. You're way jazzed up. I'm going back to this part. I don't know that Arkansas didn't just bail Kentucky out of a problem.
Probably so. Especially a financial problem.
A huge financial issue.
Because it would have been a Jimbo-style buyout. Not as much, clearly, but it would have been up there, especially for basketball, because basketball is not as much as football, clearly. But, yeah, man, they definitely bailed them out. It's never hurt to do a friendly favor for a friendly foe.
Really?
It's a lot of Fs.
Yeah, there's a lot of Fs there.
Quadruple F.
I think something else is F the way you're talking about that. I don't see how that works, but I'm not sure they're friendly foes, but.
I'm just saying, little conference.
Kentucky's got to find a coach now, and apparently they're in talks with Scott Drew at Baylor.
I hear.
He's been at Baylor 20 years. Almost got him a national championship. Yeah, he's been there since 2003. He is number one on their list.
Yes.
After the Big Three passed him by, Big Three being Jay Wright, who said, I'm not coming out of retirement. I like this gig. Danny Hurley, who said, why would I leave this right now?
Yeah.
I've got a machine rolling. And Nate Oates at Alabama, who said, not interested. Like where I am right now. That moves you to level two.
Right.
Level two for them has been guys like Billy Donovan, who had great success at Florida, but who's doing well in the NBA. He's not winning championships, but he's trying to build his program in Chicago.
Right.
So he's there. Scott Drew, secondary guy.
Fair.
There has been some rumbling early, and I can't imagine, unless Scott Drew tells him no thanks, and you got to go deeper into your list. Of Rick Pitino showing back up in Lexington.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
After the downfall?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Those are glory days.
It is. And there was another guy. There was an NBA guy that I saw a second ago, but I had to find it later. I'll send it to you later. Let you talk about it with Billy tomorrow. But Rick Pitino, I mean...
It feels like it's past his time.
It does.
Yeah, you need somebody that's going to be the next the next level of where you want your program to go.
If you're Scott Drew, do you leave a established Baylor program though that has built this new facility?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you top 10 team in the nation still, at least top 15 for sure.
Not a blue blood.
You're true, but you're working yourself to that. But
when somebody says to you,
money talk.
Well, when somebody says, coaches, There's a handful of schools that coaches look at and go, "That's
I can't pass it.
That's up. A legacy yeah. job.
Yeah.
That's putting your name on. You know, you get a statue if you win there.
Yeah, and Kentucky's one of those.
Kentucky,
places.
Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, Duke, yeah, UCLA used to be that way.
Right, yeah,
there's about five of them.
Right.
Baylor's not one of those five.
Absolutely not. Third tier, probably.
If Kentucky's throwing around $8 million.
Can't pass it up.
And you're Scott Drew.
Can't pass it up.
I don't know how you can pass
can't
it.
Can't pass it up. You can't.
I think you got to pack and start trading in your green for blue.
You do.
Because you're going to get a lot of green.
For Kentucky, it's going to be an adjustment. Because he's not going to bring in.
No, he's not.
What Calipari brought in.
No, he's not. That's right. No, that's 100% right.
It's going to be in an adjusting period, especially for that fan base that's a little already unsettled with where the program was headed, I guess they want to say.
So if you're that fan base and you've watched a bunch of one-and-done first-round draft choices come through and we hadn't had a championship in more
Fair.
Than 10 years,
Fair.
Are you okay with recruiting a little bit less lofty talent that sticks around for 3 or 4 years. Maybe you got the occasional one and dones,
right.
But that the base of your program is going to grow together.
Yeah.
We may have a hard year or two until they grow together to being. Are you willing to wait that out? Or do the pitchforks come out as soon as you end up starting the year 12 and 14, and now people are like, that ain't
possible,
what we want?
Because as you said, the SEC is still a monster.
It is a monster.
And I mean, the Big 12 is a monster too, but I think he's more set up to win in the Big 12 than he would be going to Kentucky. Now, as you said,
I don't know.
$8 million, you can't pass it up. A job as Kentucky, Blue Bud program, you can't pass it up.
Right.
But I think he'll be more successful at where he is.
Staying at Baylor.
Absolutely. That's just my opinion, though. Well, I could be totally wrong.
With a revamped Big 12 and Texas and OU out. You got to deal with Kansas always.
You got to deal with Kansas.
Houston.
Bringing Houston in, you got a few new teams like Colorado, that NCAA tournament team this year. And
have three guys on that list I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Draft choices first. They had three guys on the list.
And they had some transfers.
And they got some transfers.
Yeah.
I don't know if Scott Drew can pass up Kentucky if they actually are making serious discussions about the money and all the.
Right.
Ancillaries are going to go along with it.
Right.
But if he doesn't take that job.
He's crazy for sure.
Yeah, you definitely want to drug test him, number one. Number two, you start to wonder, is Kentucky's star not shining as brightly when you start hearing guys say, no, I'm happy where I am. When Nate Oates at Alabama says, I'm fine at Alabama, that's right. Like being the football coach at Kentucky saying, you know what, no, I don't think I want to go to Alabama. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I think I'm okay here at Kentucky.
It's crazy. I wouldn't do that.
It's the reverse in basketball.
Yeah, it kind of is opposite. I don't know, man. I think if he's offered, he'll probably go. But, you know, it's an ordeal where, man, you got to, you got to win there.
Well, yeah, immediately. Immediately, you have to win there. With all being said, and Arkansas just becomes a major player in the conference too now.
Absolutely.
So where you were looking at everybody else before, not having to worry about Texas, and again, OU's kind of but now you got to worry about Arkansas becoming a major player as well. And it just feels like this is a really hard job to win all of a sudden.
I think so too.
And certainly to win quickly all of a sudden. Yeah.
And if it was hard for Calipari to win, I think it'll be hard for the next person too.
Yeah.
Especially with some of the talent he had around there.
Yeah. Kentucky didn't win that conference.
They didn't.
And where were they in the conference? Like fourth?
They're like a 3 seed in the tournament. So, you know. What'd that tell you? It'd be interesting.
Tells me it ain't easy.
It ain't. Decisions coming up.
Oh, well. But if you're Arkansas, you don't care about any of that.
No, you don't.
You got your man.
Happy. You're happy. We're celebrating like tomorrow, probably. It's a party in Fayetteville. I need to go. Let's go to the hill.
I'll be intrigued about assistant coaches.
Very much so.
I think this is going to be an important couple of hires that Calipari is going to have to bring with him. And I'll be keeping a close eye on who comes in.
Yeah.
The portal's open. Guys are leaving Arkansas now, deciding I don't want to be here with anybody else, and I want to join the NBA if that's open. And now there's a lot of positions open for Arkansas to fill.
I think there's like maybe one scholarship guy on the roster.
I think so.
It's crazy.
You can build it from the ground up.
From the ground up, I'm telling you.
Start making those calls to those guys who said, I'll go to Kentucky.
He's already getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're decommitting.
All right, Tyler Huff. Appreciate you coming through, man.
Yes, man. Yes, sir, man. Appreciate you, man.
We'll try it again. I don't know what day next week. We'll see what the weather decides.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Otherwise, crazy. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
We're done for today. You guys take it easy. We'll see you again tomorrow. Billy Lavender going to be in tomorrow night. Yikes. Enjoy.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.